Hello, everyone. Welcome back to this episode of Mystic Misters. Hi, Nate.
Hi. Hi, Robbie.
Hi. Okay, so we are here at the end of the journey. Yes. Not the end of the...
Not the end of the journey.
Not the end of the podcast, but...
Oh, yes, no, not the end of the podcast.
But the end of the Major Arcana.
The journey finishes. Mm-hmm.
About approximately, by this point, we'll have already 8 episodes up, roughly. So it took us about eight episodes to finish this journey.
You know, it's okay. We can take our time. It's our podcast.
Yeah, true. Well, because, you know, we also did get sidetracked as usual.
Well, that is very true. I mean, not only sidetracks, we just had other ideas for episodes.
And
we didn't
want to
just
about.
Do the Major Arcana by itself. Mm-hmm. You know, not saying it could get boring, but it could get boring.
Well, we've made it here. Well, I mean, granted, there are, like, still, like, 50 more cards.
Yeah, 50-some
more cards.
56.
56.
Yeah.
56 more cards. But, you know, that's for a whole other journey.
That's for another part.
But today we are going to be finishing off The World. I'm so sorry,
The World.
We're finishing off
with The World.
Sorry, just kidding.
Yeah, we're going to be doing The Moon, The Sun, Judgment, and The World. So the four last cards of the Major Arcana.
Yes. We are here. And with that, we're also gonna, after we finish the last four cards, since we've gone through all the majors, we're gonna play a little game with all the Major Arcanas. So it's a pretty familiar game with most things. It's the Who Am I game, but we're gonna do the Tarot edition.
Yes.
So we're gonna shuffle cards in the Major
Arcana.
We're just
doing the Major Arcana.
Yeah.
That's too much if we did the whole deck.
We're gonna do like 3 cards, and then we'll hold the
cards. 3 cards each or 3 cards total?
3 cards total for each of us.
Yeah, for each of us.
So we will hold, like, once we shuffle and then we pull up a card, we'll hold up against our foreheads and we'll have to figure out what card are we.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so more fun and games, and we'll be back in a bit.
All right, and now for the last of the Major Arcana, we are starting with the Moon.
The Moon!
Moon.
Anak Suna Moon. Okay, sorry, carry on.
What is that from?
That's from The Mummy.
Okay, I don't
know. Anak Suna Moon.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with The Mummy.
Oh my god. There's witchcraft in that.
There is, I know. For sure.
OG, man, OG.
Okay, so starting with The Moon, I'm using the Lightseers today, and you are using the...
I am using the Muse Tarot.
Yeah. And I think the last episode, the last Major, we just realized, like, oh, we're their sisters.
Yeah, they're from the same creator. Chris Ann, out to you for amazing decks.
Honestly, it's such a beautiful deck. Like, even the backside of it. Okay, yeah, sorry. Going. Oh!
Yeah, they have very similar backsides.
Very similar to the side of the deck. I think it's literally the same. Mine's just, like, more plain. Yours, or not plain, but, like, yours have, you have more, you have, oh, fuck, I can't go. I can't even talk right now. You have a floral, go. Oh my god, if you didn't see what I did by there, you just laid
down.
He
just laid down.
Like, this is it. Take
I'll wait
now.
For you to get it together.
Okay, we're just moving on to the moon. We'll start with the moon now. So with my moon.
Your moon.
My moon.
Wow. Your moon's in Sag, right?
Yeah, my moon's in Sag. Fire Sag. Okay. Get it together now.
This moon is on fire.
Talking to the
moon. Okay, God. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay, go.
Okay, starting with the moon. So with the illustration on the moon for me, it's I don't know how to describe. If she's in a lake or ocean. Maybe a lake or ocean. Whatever. She's in a body of water. So this lady, she has red hair, she's in a body of water, she looks like she's sinking, the moon is full, she said full, she's really big, she's like right, the moon's right above the water, there is like a light shining right on her hand, and it's like little sparkles, I don't have no idea what they're, yeah, sparkles, and usually, I think in the RWS, there's different creatures coming, like going, looking at the moon,
yeah.
I don't know how to describe. I'm not praising the moon or just like... I know there's a crawfish crawling out or supposedly crawling out of the water.
Yeah. They're all attracted to the energy of the moon. They're all attracted to the moon,
yes. So for this one, there are two wolves. There's a black and a white, so it's kind of like yin and yang, mm-hmm. kind of balance for that part. They're howling at the moon. So there's the... what did you... never mind. I don't know what I was trying to say. What was the wolf, like, represent? Anyways, let's just talk about the moon now. So the moon card for me usually talks about, like, emotions. Talks about, like, looking... like reflecting
deep within,
yes, like you're sinking more into your emotional side.
Dive deep,
yeah. Maybe it's like you need to let loose, let your emotions come out, and mm-hmm. like maybe cry. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when I get this card, it's like you just gotta cry, like it's just let it out because like you've just been holding it in,
yeah,
and you're just sinking farther and farther and farther into that little. Not pit, but like seeking farther into the deep depths of the ocean of your emotions. And mm-hmm. now, if you don't let it out, it's gonna burst. Mm-hmm. It makes sense. Yeah. So, okay. Let's just move to yours because I need to collect myself from earlier.
All your moon energy is so strong. That's Sag in you.
What is the moon? It's moon in Cancer, I think.
Right now.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Emotional side. Sorry, go ahead.
That probably makes more sense, considering all the recent events lately. Well, my moon... my moon's in Libra, folks. My moon's in Libra. So balanced. I mean, I am not. So indecisive? Yes, I am. But for my moon... Well, your moon is very in the greens and the blues. My moon's in pink, and she's big.
Oh, she big.
She big. So for my moon, you have this really big pink moon...
Strawberry moon.
You have a woman in the middle, and she kind of has her hands out, and she's like opening up herself to the moon and to its all of its energy. You also have two statues. You also have the yin and yang as well, like the black, the dark road and the light road.
Mm-hmm.
And the statues are kind of like a palm on the forehead, and they're being dramatically looking away. Like to me, okay, so like. So, yes, the moon is definitely your feelings and your emotions. It's also secrets that you keep within yourself.
Illusions.
And I feel like, illusions. And I feel like the two statues on the side, they're just like, fuck no, I don't want to. No.
Not today.
I'm not looking at it. I know it's there. I'm not looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that's just really funny because it's just like, it's just the dramaticness of the statues. They're just like, mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, but it's, you know, this card, you know, on top of emotions, it's secrets. It's diving deep into the internal, into mm-hmm. the things that you keep even away from yourself, your subconscious.
Yeah, your subconscious.
Yeah, so there's a lot of deep internal reflection that happens mm-hmm. with this card. Usually when this card comes up, it is telling you to dive deeper within yourself.
You're not looking out, you're looking in.
You're looking in. You're very much looking in. And sometimes it's really scary because, you know, it's just like there's a lot that even to ourselves, I feel like we keep. You know, and so
definitely,
especially when you know everyone has those moments. You're alone, and you know you have you're alone with your thoughts. It's quite the process to dive into, and sometimes it's quite deep. Like in your card, the mm-hmm. ocean of emotions is quite deep.
Ocean of emotions.
The ocean of emotions, but yeah, it's a very introspective card. But mm-hmm. I do quite enjoy the moon, honestly, mm-hmm. when it does come up.
When it comes, I mean, there also have come up where, like, illusion, secrets, illusions, like, deception. Like, you're being deceived. Like, you know, just foreboding's not the word. Just mm-hmm. a warning. Mm-hmm. Just, like, maybe something, they might be the full truth. They might be, like, it could just be distorted in when you're underwater and you look up.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of like the water just move. I don't know how to describe. Like the ripples, and you can't see clearly,
mm-hmm.
or like you were looking into a pond or a puddle, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And still, but if it's there's like a turbulence of some sort, mm-hmm. then you just feel like it's distorted.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be like you might be looking at just life in a like a distort. What is the word?
Rose-colored glasses.
Yeah, rose-colored, like rose-tinted glasses, mm-hmm. if you will. Like you're deceiving yourself, mm-hmm. possibly.
There's one, because we both have Tarot of the Divine, right?
Oh, yes.
In that depiction of it, you have, I think they're also like wolves, or there's some kind of animals, but one of them is looking at the moon, the actual moon, while the other one is looking at the reflection that is being casted in the water.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very similar to like what you said, like it's, you know, are you looking at what's actually being uncovered, like the real truth, mm-hmm. or are you looking at like just the shell of it, or the
are you looking at what you want it to be?
What
that
you want
it
to be.
That could be the illusion, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all right.
I think that's pretty much the moon. I mean, yeah, the negative sides, they, yeah. The secrets, illusions, deception. Positive sides, like, you know, looking within. Mm-hmm. Like, reminisce into your emotions. Like, mm-hmm. feel it out. Don't just, like, let it be by itself.
Mm-hmm.
And let it, like... the word is not right, but fester.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, like it's not... What's a horrible card combination when it comes to this is the Seven of Swords. And this and the Seven of Swords come out, that's just like, lies!
Lies. But, you know, I realize... Okay, that's a little... I'll say it real quick. So, yeah. Seven of Swords, you know, I realize with Wildly Childish, it's like,
yeah.
You know, like, why always people think it's a negative card? Like, there's a thief, there's a... stealing, that type of thing. But, like, they were like, what if you think of it more positive, like, where, like, you're thinking of it as a, you know, gathering information.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I never thought of it that way. So, yeah. You know, we're also learning, so the moon might mean something different to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, just take it how it is for the each reading.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, especially when you think about the moon to end it all in general, too, like, with the constant lunar cycles.
Mm-hmm.
Constantly, like, you know, your emotions are always at a high depending on what moon it is, mm-hmm. you know, so... Especially for, you know, we've touched on it before, people who, you know, really delve into and dive into moon magic, you know?
Yeah.
Like, a lot of their energy comes from that and comes from the moon, like, it does, you know, it does play heavy into their emotions.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, it do be the emotional card.
Yes, it really is an emotional card.
And we be done with the moon.
The
moon is down.
And now we're going to the sun! Kind of like the opposite.
Yes, very the opposite. The night is gone and the day has come.
The day has come.
The day has come.
So with my son,
mm-hmm.
my son, who's that?
You have kids.
My kid. So with the sun, it's a very, very, very bright card. Like, even looking at it, I'm like, whoa, squint.
Yeah, I think this is the brightest colors in all of the...
Oh my gosh, even yours is really bright.
We have the same color gradients.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. So it's like red, orange, and are kind of like on the outskirts of the mm-hmm. sun rays, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's the sky, so it's the bluish, there's some greens, purples, mm-hmm. oranges, reds. So in my depiction, it's very similar to actually your moon, but a little bit different. So mm-hmm. there's a lady, her arms are out, but it's a little bit higher than,
yes.
I guess, looking at your moon.
She's soaking.
She's sunbathing, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
She's taking it all in. With the sun, it's one of the happiest cards in the deck. It's also...
Optimism.
Optimism. Like, very... like, we're getting into it later. But, like, looking at it, yeah, again, it's, like, very bright. Like, it shines upon everything.
Mm-hmm.
For me, whenever the sun comes up, reverse or upright... I do a little rule for, I don't know if anybody else does it, but I don't know where I got it from, but anytime the sun comes out, everything that's in reverse is technically going to be upright
mm-hmm.
in me. So it's like kind of, I don't know if it's just giving it more of a positive outlook on
mm-hmm.
the reading and what it is, but that's how I just, that's my little bit rule of how I do, my rule of thumb, not mm-hmm. rule of thumb, my little rule. what was it saying? Okay, so a little bit more negative side. It shines bright on everything, but it shines bright on everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the negative parts, the good, the bad, mm-hmm. everything. Mm-hmm. Like, no crevice is not seen.
Mm-hmm.
that makes sense. Whereas the opposite with the moon, where, mm-hmm. like, it's kind of like, there's crevices you need to see. The sun's coming out to, like, show these crevices, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Crevices does not sound like the right word. I just realized, like, oh. I keep saying crevices. Okay, skipping from crevices.
And the word of the day is crevices.
Oh my god, please no.
Crevissage.
Crevissage. Okay, and then, what else do I see? You know, sunbathing. She's soaking in the energy. Like, you know, this is also sun magic, opposite of moon magic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not really opposite, like another form of getting energy. You know, you can charge your crystals, you can charge water, you can charge... many different things. You can do sun work.
It's more masculine energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, the moon is more feminine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like the sun's more like in your face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the happy card. It's also one of the luckiest cards in the deck. Well, that's what I consider, at least, mm-hmm. you know, besides the Wheel of Fortune. Yeah. Besides the Wheel of Fortune, this one's mm-hmm. also one of the luckier cards for me.
Yeah.
And how about you?
I mean, everything you've already based it off, you've already said it, because, you know, you've said so much. No,
I'm sorry, I keep talking.
No, but, yeah, I mean, it's happiness, it's positivity, it's mm-hmm. optimism, If you're asking a question of like, oh, is there anything I should worry about in regards to XYZ? If this card comes out, just tell you no. Go and enjoy yourself. Have fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Yeah. It's a good like positive affirmation card too.
Yes.
Yeah. If I can think of any negatives, quote unquote. Like, I've read and heard before, it's like sunburnt.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's true, that. Because it's like, you know, you like, kind of
sun
like...
sun exposure.
Well, similar to the star, right? Like, in mm-hmm. the sense where it's like, oh, you know, like, it's not a bad thing to be too hopeful, but you got to ground yourself in reality. It's the same thing with the sun. You can be too overly optimistic where you're mm-hmm. not allowing yourself to actually, like be real... about, you know, don't be blinded yeah. by the sun's rays where you can't actually see bullshit that's actually happening.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to be literally like walking on air and in, straight into the sun, you know, like
you gotta squint sometimes.
Yeah, no, but close I mean your eyes, turn yeah, I mean, you know, something like if you don't provide yourself protection, you're gonna get burnt, you know?
Mm.
Yeah.
Sunblock.
Sunblock. You need sometimes you need sunblock, you know, you need the right amount of was it SPF.
SPF. I was like
UPS. But yeah, you know, you can get sunburned, and I think especially for me, that's how I see it when it comes up as a reverse. Mm-hmm. You know, like while it's good to be optimistic, like you need to stay grounded for a second.
Yes.
Yeah, and not like let the optimism
cloud
your judgment.
Yeah,
especially when you know you need to make a clearer and maybe a more firmer decision.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But yeah, that's me on the sun. Do you have anything else?
Just be careful when it comes out, like you were saying, like you might be like you get sunburned
mm-hmm.
type of thing. Like it depends on each reading, you know, but yeah, sorry. I don't know where I was going with that. I just lost it. I was like, okay, yeah, next card.
No, you're good. You're good.
And next we have Judgment.
My version is Awakening.
Oh, mm-hmm. Well, there's some change there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So with my judgment, it's not clouded, no. It don't even really, how do you describe, it's not a belly pose, is it? Or is it?
I don't know,
it's like if you could think of,
it's a very release.
Yeah, it's like a very like, a relief of like anything, stress, burdens,
yeah.
anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it kind of looks like your soul coming out. Of your body.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, I'm free. Like, it's a freeing card.
Yeah.
Or this depiction on my card. Looks like she's being freed from something.
Mm-hmm.
It could be from burdens or whatnot. There's this lady by herself. The card's pretty plain. It's just blue in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And she's kind of, like, looking up. And her arms are... I don't have to describe this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just up in front of her.
Yeah. She's offering.
She's, yeah, like, offering something.
Yeah.
And it looks like not her soul, but I guess her essence, or I guess her soul, is like coming out of her, I guess, heart.
Yeah.
And it looks like she's being freed from something.
Yeah.
And she's wearing black, and the soul is white. So it's kind of like also like a yin and yang type
mm-hmm.
thing that's coming on here. So maybe it's like being balanced between like your freedom versus like what ties you down.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense. Like your burdens, like you gotta like maybe gotta know what it is. You know, your judgment, really.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta judge, like, what do you need next? What is your freedom? What is tying you down?
Mm-hmm.
What is the next step? Like, okay, I'll have to move on to you first.
No, you're good.
I'll clear my thoughts.
Well, I mean, mine is not as descriptive. You
yeah.
do have a woman here who, you know, she's looking beyond, as if there's, you know, she's kind of... And
looking off in the distance.
Looking off into the distance. She is above mountains, and so she's looking up higher, maybe into the sky, into
mm-hmm.
the galaxy, into the universe. How I've seen the Judgment card and how it's come up for me is, you know, you are literally leaving it up to the universe
mm-hmm.
from this point forward. The Judgment card also represents, like... any actions, any choices, any decisions, anything that's been kind of done on your end, on
mm-hmm.
overall the energy of the situation, the people that are involved. When the Judgment card does come up, that means, you know, like, okay, you know, like the final judgment, you know, the outcome that is going to come.
Yeah,
so,
judgment
you know,
day.
Judgment day. So
yeah.
you have to just be ready, and, you know, you have to come be at peace, I think, also, too,
mm-hmm.
with what it may happen and what may not happen, you know, and like, especially if you know that whether or not you've done everything possible in your power mm-hmm. to be able to, you know, to get the outcome that you want, or also understanding, knowing that like maybe you could have done more, mm-hmm. you know, and coming like, to a
pub. No regrets,
basically. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you know, that's just basically the judgment card for me. It's really just like, okay, you know, there's really not much
Living
else you can
do.
Leaving
it to the universe.
Leaving it to the universe, and, you know, they will tell you what it's supposed to be.
It's also like a karma mm-hmm. thing, too. Definitely. Yeah. I've seen, well, my card.
Which is tarot.
Which is tarot. It's not judgment, it's karma.
Yeah.
So it's very tied into, like,
what you give out.
Yeah, what you give out,
you get back.
You get back, yeah.
Yeah.
Like you were saying, the power of three. The rule of three.
Rule of three.
Sorry.
Rule of
three. The power of three is the charm.
Charm. Power of three. But yeah, you know, like, I think the judgment card is a really, especially to, like, if you're looking for maybe a definitive answer of, like, when is something going to happen? Or mm-hmm. How soon will this happen? If a judgment card comes up, then it might be, like, okay, that it's going to be coming up pretty soon.
It's coming
soon.
Up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You got to make the decision.
Yeah. Or it's, mm-hmm. like, the decision's already been made. You're just kind of waiting for the answer now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's on judgment for me.
Yeah. No regrets.
No regrets.
And now we're on the final card of the Major Arcana.
The final card.
The world.
The world.
Okay.
Miss Universe.
I'm just thinking of Steve Harvey in that 1 year.
Oh my God. We don't talk about that one year. Sorry, Miss Venezuela.
Oh, poor Miss Venezuela.
Poor Miss Venezuela.
Oh. She had to take that off. Oh, sorry. And so, with the world for me, it's very, very, very simplistic.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of meanings I can see. It usually ties in with a circle. Usually, with mine, it's a circle. I don't remember the sign of this. Like, the circles on the back. Mm. It's like, what's the word? Not the star of Metatron. Megatron. Metatron. But it's something very similar. It could be like a gridding.
Yeah.
Plate or gridding or just a grid.
Yeah.
I don't know what the term is called though.
Yeah.
There's a term. I don't know. Anyways, outside of it, there is a very colorful snake and it's like kind of like eating its tail or biting its tail, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of symbolizes like a cycle's ending or I don't remember what the phenomenon is called in nature when the snake eats its tail. So, anyways, cycle's ending, the end of a cycle,
yeah.
Whatever. She looks like she's being free. There's a lady on it. She's wearing like a rainbow colored dress. There's also geometric shapes on the corners. I honestly don't remember. Was it the world that has like the four different? Oh no, that's the wheel.
I think it might be the wheel.
It's the wheel. Sorry, yeah. I'm thinking about the wheel. They're very kind of similar in mm-hmm. structure because they have a wheel in the middle or yeah. a circle, and then each corner has a little something. Mm-hmm. Has the elements or has the I can't think of the word. Oh, the signs in the wheel.
I think also for like I don't know. This is just my opinion, but like when I see that, like you know how they always have those big debates, like is the world round? Is the world flat? Is the world this? Is the world that?
Yeah.
Right. You know, like the
did you mean to rhyme? Sorry.
You know. Wow, Dr. Seuss, bitch, I'm a poet. Yeah, but you know, it's I think it's also that understanding too of like the world is complicated, mm-hmm. you know, it's complex, but I think it's the life's mysteries of why it's complex is what makes mm-hmm. it beautiful to discover, yeah. to keep discovering.
I see that definitely. Yeah, especially with the geometric. Oh, okay, card flying out.
Card flew.
Flew. And I definitely see with the geometric shapes you're saying that it's complicated, mm-hmm. like you know, it's not going to be a straight path. It's yeah. going to be a winding, like, mess, maze, mm-hmm. if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, just coming to the end of a cycle, mm-hmm. coming towards the end of the journey,
mm-hmm.
like, it's, you know that the cycle's ending, mm-hmm. It also talks about new beginnings.
Yeah.
Like, you're freed from this cycle, the karmic mm-hmm. cycle, whatever you're in, and, like, the next step is coming, mm-hmm. and, like, or the next step is here, and you're ready for it. Mm-hmm. Now you just need to take the step, to the new light. Take a step into the light.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you have for you? How about your...
Anything else? I'm like, you went
I'm
on.
I'm like, hold up, wait. I just skipped your card.
Well, in mine, it's the world cosmos. So you have a woman in maybe like a lake or in the ocean. She does have fluorescent wings. And above her head, covering from her nose upwards, is this mm-hmm. giant scope of the world. Mm-hmm. Basically, Earth. I mean, you know, yeah, like everything you've already mentioned in terms of closing of the chapter, closing of the cycle. You know, usually when the world comes up in a positive notion and upright, it usually means that, like, okay, you know, like you're coming to great endings, like everything that you're hoping for is working out. This is a great time for reflection, especially before you start again on the fool's journey, you know, because you will start a journey and you will end a journey multiple times in this lifetime for so many different variations and chapters in your life. When the world comes up in a reversal, it may indicate that things may not be ending in the way that you would have hoped for, but you know, there is still lessons to be learned. Especially as you start off in your next journey, there's important lessons for you to take from this. Even though it is not the way that you initially wanted it to end, there is still lessons, again, to be learned and you can take from, so you can learn the next time.
Yeah. I think that ties in with the karmic cycles, because karmic cycles are very much like, you're stuck in that cycle until you learn the lesson.
Yeah.
And once you learn the lesson, you break from that cycle, and then you move on to the next. Sorry, I keep seeing flashes in the sky.
Yeah, there's lightning, guys.
I don't even think it's light. Is it lightning? Because, like, damn, like... anyways, I don't think, like... Also, I don't think lightning's blue.
Are you getting blue?
I'm seeing blue also from behind us. Sorry. Side tangent.
Maybe there's an alien invasion. I don't know
what? If it is, the cycle's complete. We're coming to an end of a cycle. No.
We chose this episode to do the world. Now the world's being taken over.
All right. But, yeah, that pretty much sums up the world.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the world is, I like getting the world. I mean, especially, like, right, when you think about when chapters in terms of moving or retirement or, you know, like, yeah, just really, like, it's such a great thing for, like, milestones. Yeah.
And it's, you know, signifies the new beginning is coming. Like, the next step is coming, and you just need to finish the cycle that you...
Hopefully the next step is not an alien invasion.
Oh, yeah, you know what? It's not. Let's hope. Because we still gotta go to Cali.
True. We do not need the third installment of Independence Day.
No.
Independence Slay.
No.
Oh, I am sorry. God. I have no regrets.
No regrets. Well, you know, she's freed. Now we're being freed.
Now we're being freed. And that, everyone, our dear friends, is the end of the fool's journey.
I literally thought you were going to say the end of the cycle. We keep saying that for this card.
Well, we have, that is us concluding the Major Arcana. We did it, everybody.
We did it.
After like eight episodes, we did it.
Call me Seema. Sorry, I'm thinking of Dora right now.
But yeah, I mean, before we move on to our next segment, do you have any thoughts on the closing thoughts on the Major Arcana as a whole?
With the Major Arcana, I'm just so... Just in general, you know how, like, it's the big energy.
Yeah,
like,
the big major themes.
The major. And that's why it's called the Major Arcana for a reason. Like, it's major energy. It's, like, this... What did we say again? It was the themes.
Yeah.
And so, like, each card, you know, some of them are kind of similar to each other. You know, like, for me, the High Priestess and the Moon, they're very similar with emotions and, like, internal, like, feelings, like, you need to look within.
Yeah.
Like, you have the knowledge in... Oh, wait, did I get that wrong? Oh, no, yeah. You have the knowledge... I'm switching up my stuff. Because for me, the High Priestess is different than your High Priestess.
That's right.
Right. But, yeah, for me, like, they're very similar. Like, you need to look within, but, like, with your intuition, doesn't want to tell you... With the High Priestess, for me, intuition doesn't want to tell you, or spirit, if you will, doesn't want to tell you yet, because you're not ready for it, or they just don't want you to know. For you, it's a little bit different. I think it's the opposite, right? They tell you...
I mean, it's more so, like, they're telling me to, like, okay, you know it. Like, you know it. So, like, go on that journey for yourself. You don't have to find the answers from without. You already know it within you. It's just a more of an explorative, you know, process.
Ooh, I have a little thing before we end the segment off. Okay. Or before we end.
What?
What's your favorite Major Arcana?
Damn.
Right.
Okay, well, for me, it's in no particular order. It is the Empress. I would say it's the Empress, the Empress, the Moon, and I think it's the Empress, the Moon, and Yeah, the Empress, the Moon, and the High Priest. No. No, the Empress, the Moon, and Temperance. Those are my favorites.
Mine are a little bit different. I have a bunch. Because, like, these are the cards that, like, help me go through different things in my life. And I'm just like, you know what? I realized, like, I don't technically don't need to like them. Mm-hmm. I just need to get through them. Mm-hmm. But I've grown to love these cards. Mm-hmm. Like, these specific... I'm not going to... No particular order. I have seven. So I'm just going to say them really quick.
I like how he asked me, what are your favorites?
And then favorites, yeah. I have favorites.
I'm thinking all the top have, like, three as a top seven.
I have a third of them. The Major Arcana. So, no particular order. The Wheel, the Hermit, Justice, because Libra energy, sorry. Death in Reverse, Death, the Fool, the Chariot, and the Magicians. Okay, I'm going to say the Magicians are my top favorite.
Oh, when, yeah, that's
that's your, like, my card, yeah. I claim. That's sort of claim.
I mean, you know, everyone has their favorites for their particular reasons.
Yeah.
I think especially for mine, it deals, again, you know, the Empress being the creative.
Yeah.
The Moon being kind of like diving in deeper. And mm-hmm. the High Priestess being kind of like internal emotions and intuition. Yeah. Those are just things that have always just kind of centered around my life. It, like, if I were to look at it from a retrospect, and now I understand it a whole lot more, being a little bit more spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so those are, that for me, that's why those are my three favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna say really quick, the Magicians is my favorite, because that's one of the first cards I've ever pulled.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always remembered that as, like, the first readings I've ever gotten or given to myself was the Magician was always in it, either the word shadow card or one of the cards in the readings. Like, mm-hmm. it's always was there in the very beginning of my spiritual journey. So mm-hmm. that's always, like, every time I get this message, like, you have everything, you just gotta do it. And mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't know what you mean. And then somehow it clicked and I was able to move on from that section, and now the Magician doesn't really come up for me.
Yeah,
every now and then it comes up for, like, hey, I'm here. But it's also, like, every time it comes up, or in almost all the decks I've ever owned, the Magician is always one of my favorite, like, just illustrations or depictions of it.
Yeah.
Like, I've never really seen the Magician that's, like, I'm not too sure if I like this guy.
Yeah. I mean, especially because the energy of the card in general is, mm-hmm. is, like, you have the power, you possess it, go, mm-hmm. go and do, go and create, mm-hmm. go become.
Go become. Okay.
Okay, so now we're going to go into our game to end off this journey of the Major Arcana. So we have taken out all 22 of the cards of the Major Arcana,
mm-hmm.
and we are going to play a little game of Who Am I? So how this will work is that Nate will shuffle, and Nate will select, or we both will.
Oh my, both shuffling, me? Excuse me.
We're both shuffling and selecting, and then we're going to hold up a card above our heads. So we get to ask questions that are yes or no oriented. Mm-hmm. If the person keeps getting yeses, they can continue asking questions. Once they hit a no, it moves to the next person, and vice versa. So as long as you don't go for obvious, you know, you can't obviously say the obvious word, you know.
Yeah, you can't say. So I think kind of like in taboo, like, you can't say the word affiliated. Like, if
because we're each other's correspondents. So yeah, we can't say certain keywords. But again, that's why it's yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting how this plays out.
Yeah.
But we'll give it a go.
Also, I'm not too familiar with my illustrations, so I...
Well, I mean, you know, once you get the energy of the card, like, that's, you know, true. Yeah, we'll base it off of there. It's just going to be so funny. Are there people in my card?
Well...
Is my card a bitch?
Well, there's some that don't have people, I think, I would say.
Well, see, that's why, too, so... Yeah. We'll figure it out. I love how we just keep doing all these little games that we just make, like, either witchy or tarot edition.
But honestly, that's what makes it fun. Like, I don't think I've ever seen a Who Am I, like, this type of edition.
I know. That's literally...
I love how you did that.
I don't know. It's like, I see games or I see stuff and I'm like, okay, this could totally work.
We could make this. That is true.
Yeah.
That's kind of like, you know the game Guess Who?
Yeah.
Or Guess?
Or yeah.
Guess Who? That's the one with the things you knock down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's so funny.
Am I a now? Can I phone a friend?
Phone a friend.
Okay. We've been shuffling for like a good...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry. Are we going to start now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you just going to pull off the top?
I'm... Okay.
Because this is too small to...
I'm going to pick this guy.
I'm going to cut it, and then I'll take it from there. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so...
You ready?
Yeah. Sorry, we have bad lighting. There you go.
Wait, let's make my mirror go up because I don't want to see it.
Okay.
Wait, more time.
Okay, you can ask first.
Is there a woman in the picture?
No. Okay.
There you go.
Is my card a positive card?
You can't say that. That's so hard. No.
No. Okay.
Go. Oh, it's me. I forgot. Yeah. Shoot. Is my card a positive card? See, it's like
in a general perspective, no. In a general perspective, no.
Okay.
Oh, you can also like come back and like ask the same questions again. You know, just to recap.
Recap. Okay.
Yeah. So okay. My card's not a positive card. In traditional means, is there a male on my card? If we're talking RWS.
RWS. Yes, there is a male.
Okay. Is there other people on the card, traditionally?
Traditionally, yes.
Okay. Does my card only have two people?
It's so hard to consider, because like if I say something, you might get it already.
Well, that's the point of the game.
two people, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Is the card about connection?
Oh, it's sort of like what kind? Okay, maybe clarify a little bit more connection.
Okay, is it about a love connection?
No.
Damn. Okay.
I think it's the lovers. I knew it.
Okay.
God, that was so good. I don't know how to follow up with my questions now.
See, it's not why you have to ask the right ones.
Is there an animal on my card?
No.
Fuck.
Wait. Yeah.
Oh wait, are we going with traditional? Or?
Okay, you want to rephrase that question?
Okay, yeah. Is it traditionally with an animal in the card?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
What is this? Sure. Am I strength?
No.
Damn. Okay, go.
Okay. Two people. Okay. But they're not the lovers. Okay. Okay. And it's not a positive card. Okay. Does my card require balancing?
Yes.
Am I temperance?
No.
Damn it! Okay.
Okay, so traditionally there's an animal. There are animals. It's not a woman, right?
One animal. I'm going to give you that.
There's an animal.
It's okay.
It's not a woman.
In context, I'll give you one more. It's not a live animal. The reference of an animal is there, and that's about as much as I will give you.
What? okay. Well, it's not. There's no woman. Is there a man?
Yes.
Am I the fool?
No.
Damn it! Okay.
Okay, so I'm not a positive card. I'm a male, and there's a male and a female traditionally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm not the lovers.
Yeah, no. Temperance.
It's about balance.
It is balance, yes. It's involved.
Okay. Is this card Libra energy?
No.
Fuck. Okay. Go.
I really have to go through one animal. So usually that would be Temperance or the Fool. There's...
By the way, well, you guys can also, whoever's listening, you guys can play too.
Yeah. Oh, please play along. I mean, obviously you can't ask us questions, but you can guess with our answers maybe. In order. 1, 2. Not a female, it's a male. It's masculine energy.
Yeah.
Traditionally, there's an animal, but necessarily not alive, you said? What the fuck? I'm trying to think of the traditional stuff now. It's one animal. Okay, not chariot. No, think it's... The world has animal? Not the world. It's not... God, this is going to be a long game. I just realized, because we're recording.
Okay, I know. It's fine.
You know what? You're here for it. Not temperance. Am I the emperor?
No. Okay. Is my card within the first 10?
Oh, God. Can I see it again? No.
Ah. Okay.
Is my card within the first 10?
No.
Oh, God. Okay, go.
Okay. Yeah, there's two people on my card.
Traditionally, yes.
Traditionally, there's two people. And my card's not a positive one.
Not necessarily.
No, not necessarily.
Not typically, yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna shoot the shot.
Shoot the shot?
Am I the devil?
No.
Damn.
Oh my God, I might have fucked up your card.
Wow.
I might have fucked up your card. No, but like, okay, I'll correct my ways.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wait, okay, sorry. Okay, with me, not the first 10. It's so hard. Am I the moon? Oh no, we can't be the moon. Damn it.
Okay. Fuck these two people. Why is it so
okay,
hard?
Okay, let me fix this. Let me fix what
okay,
I said.
Okay, yes,
there
please.
Is no... Okay, traditionally, there's... I actually don't even remember what the traditional card looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just take the man and the woman... Fuck, I don't remember what the actual card looks like, to be honest.
Oh my God.
I lost it. So there's no matter... I don't think there's a man or a woman, but it's more of a negative card.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, whatever negative card, you're probably going to get it. It's, yeah.
Okay, so if there's no man or woman, okay,
I don't think so in the card.
Does the card mean, like, in terms of, like, a negative? Does the card mean that there's, like, a, like, it's abrupt? Is it abrupt change?
It's not the tower.
Okay. God.
I'm sorry, I kind of fucked it up. But there are two people on your card right now.
Okay.
That's all I gotta.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, go.
Fuck, because we can. I don't think it's justice. I don't think it's. What's after justice, hangman? I don't think it's. Is. Oh. Is it the hangman?
No.
Damn, okay. Masculine, there is an animal. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. You're probably gonna get it now. Yeah.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Fuck.
I mean, okay, I can't really give you too much of a hint because it's literally gonna get you the answer. But maybe I should because I fucked it up.
No. Right. Okay. I'm not the devil. I'm not the tower. I'm not positive initially.
What's the only?
Okay. I'm from 11 going forward.
Uh huh. Just go through.
I know, but it's... I know, but it's like my brain is so stumped.
I can't think of what
the description
of it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Let's make this one our last guess, so we can try to move on to another card.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Am I the chariot?
No, chariot's before.
Fuck, 10. What am I?
Dev.
Damn it!
I was like, wait, you're so close with the devil. I thought you got it right.
Damn it.
See, I fucked it up because I thought the devil was the death, and I switched it up.
Uh-huh.
But you know what I mean.
It's okay.
What's originally on the death card?
It's literally the Grim Reaper.
It's literally, that's it?
Yeah.
Isn't there a person in it, though?
There's a person in
it.
Is it
a man?
It's
like
someone.
Laying down?
Someone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shit, see, I mixed it up with the devil.
It's
I
fine.
Fucked up.
It's fine. It's fine.
Okay, this is my last guess. Well, I don't think it's justice. I don't think it's the hangman. There's traditionally an animal, but not technically not a...
Stay away from the animal. Think about other energy.
Okay. And then you said it was more masculine. There's
mm-hmm.
a man on the card traditionally.
Mm-hmm.
And I said it's not the moon. What the hell am I missing in between?
You can keep asking questions until you have to make a guess. Unless you just want to shoot and just make a guess.
I might as well just make the guess. Mm-hmm. But wait, 1, 2, 3, wait, 11, 12, 13, 14, 13, 14, 15, 16, 16 is a woman.
Seven. Ask about the energy of the card. That'll help you.
The energy of the card?
Mm-hmm. I mean, aside from the fact that it's not necessarily positive.
Yeah. Do you have to deal with transformation?
Yeah, no.
No.
Not like a full-on transformation.
Do I have to guess now? You can keep asking. Damn, I should do the same with you. Am I to deal with balance?
No.
Oh, so not temperance. That's usually a woman kind of ish. Fuck, I literally like went through all the cards in my head. Am I one of the last three of the deck? Oh, the Marjorie. Okay.
No.
Oh, am I the sun?
No.
Fuck, what was I?
You're the devil.
Of course! Why did I say the devil?
Oh, because the reason why I said animal but not technically is the goat.
Yeah, I could see that.
No. Yeah.
I literally was like, it can't be the devil because you said the devil.
That's why I was laughing because I was thinking to myself, I'm like, am I the devil? Because that would have been really funny.
Yeah, you were dead.
Fuck. Here we go.
Okay, well.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I don't even know how long that was.
Well, let's try one more. Let's try one more. Oops. Okay, we're allowed three attempts. We're allowed three guesses.
But we can ask questions.
Yeah.
But we're still taking turns with asking questions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But we only get up to three guesses.
Okay, yeah, I guess so many times in that turn.
Okay, I'm just going to pull from the top.
Okay, I did a little thing with Esther's the seven card type of thing. Am I upright on this side?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Fuck, I'm scared.
You can ask first.
Is there a man on the card?
No.
Okay.
Is there a man on my card? Well, traditionally, I guess, if you could think about it.
No.
Okay.
Is there a woman on the card?
Yes.
I can go on.
Mm-hmm.
Sound more like feminine energy. Is the card positive? Oh, that's such a... Can I rephrase that?
Sure.
Because that's like so hard to... Fuck, I literally had it in my head what I was going to ask, and it's gone. What did I say? I said it was more positive, right? Is it... Oh, is there more darker tone colors? I don't want to see the reflection.
No. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So, not a male. Mm-hmm. That means she's female. Is mine a positive card?
Yes.
Okay. Is my card like a divine feminine card?
No.
Okay. Ooh, that's interesting. Okay. You're gonna have so much fun with yours.
Oh, fuck. I'm scared now. Okay, nah. Well, if it's not darker tone, then it must be lighter tone. Is it more lighter toned?
Or lighter tone like, in what way?
Like the colors, I should say. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Not like rainbow bright, but like...
Just like a brighter tone. Do I talk about balance?
No. Is my card more of a feeling, like a feeling?
That's such a hard question. I will say yes.
Okay. Okay. I'm assuming it's a woman, but not divine feminine energy. It's a feeling, somewhat.
You're straying away a little bit, but yeah.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. It's not the divine feminine.
Let's just say there's Okay, now I can't say that. You're gonna get it.
Okay.
There's not that many.
Okay. Am I within the first 10?
Yes.
Okay. Is it just me on the card? Or is it just, like, one person on the card?
No.
Okay. Good.
I want to tell you, but I can't.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's me, right? Am I within the first 10?
You're in the first 10, yes.
Wait, did I say there was a woman earlier? Or a man? Wait, I
yeah,
said,
you did.
Oh, it was, did I say more masculine energy? You said no.
No. Oh, you didn't ask that question yet.
Oh, fudge. Did I say feminine energy earlier then? I honestly don't remember the first question I asked.
You can ask it now.
Fuck, I literally forgot. I think I asked if there was a man, you said no. I think it was more feminine energy. Is it more is there a female?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Female. It's in the first 10.
We have to put game show music over this so that we keep things interesting, so it's not just like, yeah.
So it's not the pool, it's not. Do I have to deal with that's kind of balanced with the moon?
It's a great pair.
I would say pieces?
Fuck you.
I was like kind of going order. I was like, let me think of it's not okay.
That's what I was gonna say. You're gonna have fun with this card because it's the card you don't like. Fuck, damn it. At least you got
one. I think
one.
You strayed off.
Okay.
A bit.
Okay.
Just ask your questions and I'll
fuck. Okay. So, I'm a positive card.
Yes.
There's a woman on my card, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's a divine
Wait,
feminine
ask that
card.
Question.
And there's.
No, ask the question.
What?
There's no woman.
There's no woman?
There's no woman.
Is there. There's no. Traditionally, there's no woman.
No.
And I'm in the first 10.
Yes.
Okay. Is my character upside down?
Well, on the card right now, yes. But traditionally...
Traditionally, no.
There's no person on the card.
Is there an animal on the card?
Yes.
Is the animal a big animal?
It's not shrink, but no.
Damn it!
Well, there's a person in a card. It's... Let's... Okay, go ahead. You gotta ask your questions.
Mm. Okay, does... Okay... Does the card call for me to take a strong action?
Do I say yes or no only, or can I answer questions?
It's just yes or no.
No. Or, do you take action? It's yes and no, but yeah. I think it's a... I'll say yes. Sure.
Okay. Does this card incite taking time to oneself?
No.
Okay.
Just go through the cards and think of like. What...
I know. Is the card of a circular manner?
Yes.
Is it the Wheel of Fortune? Finally, I got one right.
Like, traditionally, there's no one on the card. It's literally just the wheel and then the four signs.
There's just four people on this card.
That's what I'm saying. I said traditionally.
Okay.
And I said on your card there are people upside down.
Okay. On the bright side, we both at least won our rounds in this. And we both lost horribly in the first.
Yeah, I don't know if we... Should we do another one?
No, I think I'm okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, but this was fun, though.
It was fun. I think it was a little bit challenging because...
It really does test, like, you think about the visuals, you think about the feelings, you think about...
I feel like you have to know your deck.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know it well, then it's really going to be hard to play mm-hmm. this game. And this even is, the traditional deck,
this is
I
like,
didn't
This
even...
is a game for psychics. Okay.
It's like, let me see...
But it's funny, though. Like, it's fun. Like, especially, like, yeah, I think it's a lot. I think this would have been much more better if, like, we did something with a little bit more RWS traditional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it would have been a little bit better because, like, you'd literally be like, okay, wait. Well, I mean, you don't really know you're the RWS, I think.
I mean,
or
I'm...
Now you are...
Now I'm a little bit more familiar with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think it's just my brain has been so trained to, like, go for other styles. So...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why when you're, like, now that I know death, like, you know, if I had thought, like, Grim fucking Reaper, then I'm like, okay,
that's
that would have made sense.
You know, because you said negative, and I was like, yes, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said men and women, and I said, yeah, I said yes for those, and I'm like, wait, did I just fuck myself and fuck yours too?
Well, no, shit. If anything, I feel like the animal one for the devil, I think, threw you off a little because you started thinking of, like, traditional animals. I was, animal. Like,
traditionally, there are, like, no dead animals.
That's why I said, I'm like, it's referenced somewhat.
I was thinking, okay, yeah. No, I should have been more clear with, like, is there no, on fine. The card, but yeah.
All right. Thank you for sitting with us for the last 10 to 15 minutes attempting Yay. Us to play this game. Hopefully, like, by this point, we would have added some cheesy game show music.
I mean, I'm pretty sure we could find it somewhere.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. But, yeah, this is, you know, and now that we've, like, wrapped up the Major Arcana, you know, again, everything, you know, it's especially with reading tarot, you know, we've already mentioned it before, it is about knowing your cards and knowing your meanings, but it's also just, yeah. you know, coming off of it intuitively and seeing what comes to you. You know, everyone reads differently.
Definitely. You don't have to go based off on just the meaning of the card or whatever you see online. You can take within you what resonates with you and then you use it for your repertoire.
Mm-hmm. That is very true. I mean, in the future, will we touch on the minor arcanas? Because there's so many.
I want to, for sure. It's just, I don't know how we're going to get through all of them.
Yeah.
I think we could just, maybe could do shorter, what's the word? Like, we could do bigger groups, but yeah. we can just briefly, air quotes, talk about it.
Yeah.
But it's hard because sometimes, like, the minor arcana, I know more personally than, like, major arcana. So yeah. I might talk about that more. We'll see.
Yeah, well, we'll figure out a format that will come in. But, so, you know, by this point, we've already ended the major arcana. We do have more upcoming episodes that talk about a bunch of different other things.
Yeah, we have a few topics that we've brainstormed the last time. Mm-hmm. And we're just like, okay, yeah, let's try them out now.
Yeah, and we have a lot in store for you guys. So thank you for anyone who has been a consistent listener, whoever you are out there. Thank you for, you know, giving us your time and day, whenever you do have time in your day to just check out our podcast and listen to messy, messy, messy Libras.
We're not even missing... The mystic has gone down. Maybe we should just change it to 51% messy and 49% mystic.
I don't even think that's the correct, like, percentage anymore. I feel like we've veered. It's like,
75% messy.
We've dived into a vat of messy. We've dived head first. We've dived.
Sighed together. I was like, I'm going to hold my breath. I'm going to hold my breath.
Okay, right. Well... Thank you guys for sticking through with this episode of Mystic Misters.
Thank you so much. And we're trying to also figure out, we're trying to spruce up our IG because it's bare.
Very
it's
bare.
Very bare. It's like desert, Sahara Desert right now.
Dry. Water. Dry as hell. But yes, thank you guys for joining us in this episode. We will see you next time, or we will hear from us next time. Mm-hmm. And continue to stay 51% mystic
and 49% mashy.
Bye.
Bye.